Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our learning at Shari. We are learning Lilui Nishmasa and Lezecha Nishmasa. Miriam Frun, Miriam Baschaim Yitzchak, Allah HaHasham, and Hashem should have an aliyah in the merit of our continuous Torah learning here, Be'ezras Hashem. So we are on page 143 of the second Sefer, please. And the way of Avoda, we finished the whole section on Tefillah, on speaking to Hashem, on internalizing these matters. And we're in a new chapter now. And the chapter is called The Way of Avoda. A tzaddik falls seven times and rises. Tzaddiki poshav avakam urishai mikashlu bera'a. It is a pasuk from Mishlei. So when I read this pasuk, before we go any further even, actually, I want to quote from a very famous letter by Rav Yitzchak Kirtner, Zecher Tzaddik Levracha, the Pachad Yitzchak, that some of you may, no, excerpts of, some of you may or may not. Very famous letter written by Rav Yitzchak Kirtner, Zatzal, to a Talmud. A Talmud wrote to him that he was struggling. I'm bringing this to you specifically because this chapter is called Tzaddik Yipol Sheva Vekam. Even if a tzaddik falls continuously, he rises up again. So Rav Yitzchak Kirtner writes a letter. A Talmud wrote to him a letter regarding his feelings of self-deflation and condescending self in his Avodas Hashem. The Talmud did not feel that he was making any progress and he could not win over the Yetzer Hara. Your letter has reached my hands. Your words have reached my heart. A failing many of us experience is that when we focus on the lofty accomplishments of great people, we focus on how complete they are in this area or that area. Vayabo Yaakov Shalem al Yerushchem be'aretz Kanan b'vo mipadan aram. Yaakov comes home Shalem. We focus on how complete Shlemus they are. At the same time, we omit mention of the inner struggles of the great people that had previously raged within them. And a listener might believe that such people came out of the hands of the Creator in the ideal form. So when we look at our Gedolim, for example, when you look at Hani Machus Allah Hashem, you think that these people must have been born perfect. Who ever reaches such a level? And then Rav Huttner says this, I wouldn't say such a thing. Everyone is awed at the purity of speech of the Chavetz Chaim. We consider his purity of speech a miraculous phenomenon. But who knows the battles, struggles, and obstacles, the slumps and regressions the Chafetz Chaim encountered in his war with the Yetzer Hara? I ask you, does anybody at this table think that the Chafetz Chaim had battles, struggles, obstacles, slumps, and regressions in his battle with the Yetzer Hara? We don't think of the Chafetz Chaim as having battles, slumps, and regressions. He's not like me. I think that he is Yadid Mibetan. There are many such examples to which a discerning individual such as yourself can apply this rule. No, however, my dear friend, listen, your soul is rooted not in the tranquility of the Yetzer Tov, but in the battle with the Yetzer Tov, in the battle of the Yetzer Tov, in the battle against the Yetzer Tov. That is where your soul is rooted. Our soul is not rooted in tranquility. In fact, we see this by the Avos. Yaakov at the end of his life, in Vayechi, in Mitzrayim, how much do we know about the end of Yaakov's life, the last 17 years in Mitzrayim? Basically nothing. What do we know about Avraham Avinu's life from the time Sarah dies? But he is 137 when she dies at 127. He lives to 175. What do you know about his life after Sarah dies? Almost nothing. When there's no struggle, there's nothing to tell. When there's no battle to overcome, we learned Medrash Tanchuma together 2 weeks ago, there's nothing to overcome. Says Rav Huttner, your soul is rooted not in the tranquility of the Yetzer Tov, but in the battle of the Yetzer HaTov. The English expression, lose a battle and win the war, applies to this phenomenon. Certainly, he writes, you have stumbled and you will stumble again. And I think my favorite part of the letter is in parentheses. A self-fulfilling prophecy is not intended, but in many battles you will fall lame. However, after losing these campaigns, you will emerge from war with victory upon your head. You may lose some battles, but you will win the war. Yes?
I'm not clear why it's a battle with the Yetzer Tov.
The battle of the Yetzer Tov.
With the Yetzer.
Not with, of. The war of the Yetzer Tov against the Yetzer Hara. And then he quotes from this pasuk of Mishlei. It's Mishlei Chaf Dalid Tazayin. King Shlomo, the wisest of all men, has said, Tzadik Yipol Shav Avakam, a righteous man falls seven times, and yet gets up. The end of the pasuk, by the way, is Urshaim Yikashlu Bera'a. What is the difference between a tzadik and a rasha? They both fall. Listen, they both fall. That's what Rav Huttner says to this Talmud. You think the Chafetz Chaim is perfect? I'm not saying such a thing. How can I say such a thing? I do think the Chafetz Chaim is perfect. He says the Chafetz Chaim had battles, struggles, obstacles, slumps, and regression. in his war with his Yetzer Hara. So it's not that a tzaddik never falls. And it's not that a Rasha never falls. They both fall. Tzaddik yipal shava. What's the difference? Urushayim yikashlu. What's the difference? The tzaddik has the ability to rise again, and the Rasha stays down. King Shlomo said, tzaddik yipal shava v'kam. Fools believe. The intent of this verse teaches us the righteous man falls 7 times and he is resilient and he rises. But that's not that. It is the knowledge that the source of the tzaddik's ability to rise is because he falls. The source of his ability to rise is because he falls. It's not that he falls and then he's able to rise. It's the father gives him the koach to rise. And then he quotes the famous Midrash when it says, Vayalkim is kol sha'asa v'hinei tov me'od, right at the end of Perak Aleph of Bereishis, the Midrash says something very famous. Tov is the Yetzer Tov. Tov me'od is the Yetzer Hara. Hashem saw everything that he made, v'hinei tov me'od, and that tov me'od is the Yetzer Hara. So Chazal say very beautifully, without the Yetzer Hara, man would not marry a woman. He would not father children. He would not build a home. He would not populate the earth. The Yetzer Hara was what spurs man on to be creative, to be competitive, to engage in business, to seek out a woman, to have children. Without the Yetzer Hara, that force, it has to be channeled properly. Man would not have those drives.
We wouldn't have choices. We wouldn't have choices.
But that's not how Hashem made us.
Right.
That's not how Hashem made us, though. I once saw a great quote. I was waiting in a school office. The secretary had like posters plastered, not posters, like pages, like a paper, every paper had different excellent sayings. And I thought this saying was so profound that it stuck with me. It goes back a few years ago. No child learning to walk, this is not a first letter, no child ever learning to walk fell and said, gee, I think this isn't for me, and gave up. It's fantastic. No, it's fantastic. No toddler ever learning to walk fell and said, well, this isn't for me, and stayed there. What does a child naturally do? He falls. Now, but imagine, you know, sometimes I see my nieces and my nephew, and they're constantly falling, and I'm thinking to myself, like, imagine just walking around and always falling. What do? They pick themselves right back up. And that's the differentiation between a tzaddik and a rasha. It's not that the tzaddik doesn't fall. Rav Huttner was being a chazak this Talmud. He also falls. What can he do after he falls? Gets back up. My cherished one, I clasp you to my heart. I whisper in my ear, had your letter told me about your mitzvos and your good deeds, I would say I received a good letter from you. But your letter tells me of your slumps, your falls, your obstacles. I have received a very good letter from you. It's a play on words on the Midrash of Vayalkim is kol sha'asa v'hinei tov me'od. He says, you tell me about your Yetzer Hara, your letter is tov me'od. Your spirit is storming as it aspires for greatness. Do not portray great men as being one with their Yetzer Tov. Picture their greatness in the awesome war with their Yetzer Hara. Again, do not portray for yourself great men as being one with their Yetzer Tov. Rather, picture their greatness in terms of the awesome war with the Yetzer Hara. When you feel the turmoil of the Yetzer Hara within yourself, know you resemble greater men than yourself. In those very areas where you feel yourself failing, that's where you have the greatest potential for the honor of Hashem. You know, in this week's parasha, in Vayishlach, Yaakov meets the Sar Shel Esav on the river Yabok. Vayivatar Yaakov Levado, Vayavek Ish Imo, Ad Alos HaShachar, Vayivatar Yaakov Levado, Ad Alos HaShachar, Vayavek Ish Imo. Who does he wrestle with? Who does he battle with? The Sar Shel Esav. And in fact, beautiful, you could look at the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar quotes Chazal. Who was the Sar Shel Esav? He had a name, Samel, Samech Mem Aleph Lamed. He was the Yetzer Hara, Malach HaMavis, and Satan all in one. You can't think of like something worse than that. All in one. Yetzer Hara, Malach HaMavis, and the Satan all in one. And of course, in the middle of the battle, Vayar Kilo Yachalo, Vatikaf Bakaf Yarcho, he can't win. He realizes Yaakov is not giving up. Yaakov is alone. Yaakov the Jew. Yaakov is not the warrior. He's the Ishtam Yoshev Olim. He's the guy who knows how to breed sheep. And he will not give up. He is so resilient. Even when he is injured, he keeps fighting. And finally, the angel tells him, Lo yikrashmel od Yaakov ki im Yisrael. Lo yikrashimcha od Yaakov ki im Yisrael. You will not be Yaakov anymore. You will be Yisrael. Why? It's very famous, you know this. He tells him, you have a new name. Your new name is Yisrael. Why? You have striven, you have quarreled. Sarisa, im Elokim v'im Hashim v'atuchal, and you have overcome. So what's the question on that? What should he be called? If anyone read my Dvar Torah today, you know the answer. If you didn't read the Dvar Torah, I'm going to tell you. He should be called v'atuchal, you have overcome. Why is he called Yisrael, you have striven? Do you understand? Listen again. Your name will not be called Yaakov, it will be Yisrael. You have striven, Sarisa, im Elokim v'in anashim v'tuchal. So what do you think his name should be? Tuchal. What should the name be? You overcame. What is his name? You wrestled, you strove. It's hard for you. You're fighting. What kind of name is that? Does that represent victory? Isn't it better to name him Tuchal? You overcame. And in fact, we are the Bnei Yisrael. We are the children of Yaakov. We will fight and we will quarrel and we will wrestle and we will strive until the morning light. Ad alos ha-shachar. And even if we're injured, v'tikaf b'kaf yercho, he strikes him in the thigh bone and therefore we can't eat an asha. And nevertheless, Yaakov still doesn't give up. And that's the godless of the tzaddik. It's not that he is so perfect for nurse's sake. It's not that he overcame. It's not the tuchal that makes him great. It's the sarisa. It's the Sarisa. Picture their greatness not being one with the Yetzer HaTov, rather in terms of the awesome war with the Yetzer Hara. You are planted, he said, in the house of Hashem, sharing in your suffering with confidence in your victory, with prayers for your success. Yitzchak Kutner. And it's so important for us, because sometimes we continue to struggle with the same inyanim. Until the morning light, and you think, like, Hashem, seriously? I'm still having this HR? Seriously? Tzaddik Yiposheva, the goddess of the tzaddik is not Vatuchal, and the goddess of the tzaddik is not. Please don't misunderstand. That doesn't mean we shouldn't be striving to overcome. We should try to reach Vatuchal, but we're named Yisrael because we can never give up in the face of battle. As no child learning Torah ever said, this isn't for me, and stop. Please share with the person next to you. It's free by our Zilberberg. I don't think we ever did a piece of his together. This is so beautiful. Of Tzvi Meyer, please share with the person next to you. There are enough. I have to tell you where it starts from. Pass it to me for a second. I had to fill it all into the copy machine. Vahani Sayon Hazeh. It starts in the middle.
Okay.
Middle paragraph. Okay. In the middle. Okay. Is there an extra?
Yes.
Just pass it to me so I could tell you which column to go to when. Okay. Does everyone have? Because you could. There's plenty. Here we go. This is his talk. This is his sichos, his chags, his chazkut from Chozak. His talks of being mechazek on Parshas Chayisar. Hanisayon hazeh yesh l'kol Yehudi. We all have this nisayon. What nisayon? Kol chad meitanu yesh lanu neshama kedosha v'gevoah. We all have a pure, holy, elevated neshama. Im kochos atzumim. With great strength. Im shlichut atzuma. We all have tremendous shlichus. We all have such important shlichus. How would you translate it? Missions, thank you. Masha nachnu tzrichim v'yicholim lif'al b'zeh olam. We all have a holy soul, and we all have big jobs to do in this world. And we can yicholim lif'al b'olam b'zeh. We can bring them to fruition in this world. Bahazman hayakar shenim tzayim kam. In the precious time we have here. Kol yom yesh lanu hashlichut shalom. Every day you have your own mission. Kol shavu, every week. Kol chodesh, every month. Kol shana, every year. Kol yachid yesh lo shichu sharaku yacholim alo. You have to believe that. You have to believe that the Ribbono shel Olam put you here for a mission. Every day, every year, every month, every moment. You have a mission only you could fulfill. V'kim amar chazal in Avos. Im ein anili mili, Hillel says this, Perak Aleph, Meshna Yudalet. Im ein anili mili, af echad lo yachal emalos hashlichus. If I don't do it, who's going to do it? Nobody can fulfill my mission. Ava al haneshama shalanu yesh malbul shel guf. However, over our neshama, remember a few years ago, or maybe it was last year, in this shir, we learned about the covering for the neshama being the guf. We spoke about shoes at that time. The covering for the neshama is the guf. Every one of us over our soul has the clothing. It's the body. V'nefesh habehamit. And we have a animalistic soul. Shekolim betocham. That's encompassed within us. Midos, we have different character traits, vitaivas, different desires, shall have a kedusha. What happens? You are total neshama. You are absolute kedusha. You are pure. You have a mission. You come to this world, no one else can fulfill your mission. But lamaisa, you also have a gashmi side of yourself. What's the gashmi side of yourself? It's a physical body. It's different midos that maybe aren't positive. It's different taivas, it's desires that are the opposite of kedusha. V'shvach kaitin, it's Yiddish. Footnote. V'chaloshos v'koshiyim. You have weaknesses, you have difficulties, you have questions. You could read the second word. Shvachkaitin. It's like shvach, you're shvach. But it gives you, you see there's a footnote, it gives you...
Hardships.
Shverkite, okay. Thank you. So, do you understand what Sofer Tzvi Meir said? What happens? We have a Nisayan. Every Jew has the same Nisayan. You are so holy. You have an unbelievable Neshama. It has boundless potential. Why does your Neshama have boundless potential? Of course you have boundless potential. And it's so holy. And we must believe the Ribbono Shel Olam put each of us into this world. Only you could do your life. You have a mission. You have a shlichus. You're the Mefaked with a Tafkid. You are in charge, Mefaked. Commander of your whole division of life. No one else could do it. But what happens? The neshama is cloaked in a guf. The guf has an animalistic side. The guf has taiva that is opposite of kedusha. And now I feel shvach. I feel chalushas, weakness, bekoshim, difficulty. V'hayetzer tzo'ek u'mifata. And what does my yetzer heart scream out and try to convince me to do? V'daya tarot tzelios. Erlich Yid. Certainly you want to be an Erlich Yid, Vilam Alei Shlichus, to fulfill your mission. Im lo hayalacha, ha-shvach kaitin ha-elev. You weren't so shvach, you could do your job.
You would have been gebaldic. Look at the next word.
So what does the HR come and say? It's unbelievable. Tzvi Meir is unbelievable. What does the HR come along and say? It's true. You want to be holy. It's true. You want to be the tzaddik who will always rise up. If you didn't have such chalushos hadas, if you weren't so weak, haya gevaldik, you could be a gevaldik erlich hayir. Az then hayite lechol avod avinu shebashamayim. Then, if you didn't have your weaknesses, then you could serve our forefather in heaven. Bekochos atzumim, with such great powers. Aval dai vistach dine shvachkaitin. However, im lo haya lechol lechoshos ha-chaloshos ha-elu, ha-yamatzov atzum. If you weren't so weak, you would be gishmak. Turn, continue in the next column. Ha-chisronos, and your lackings. One second, ladies. B'matzov kazeh. E-F-shar. The Yetzer says, I know you want to be holy. I know you want to be great. If you didn't have these weaknesses, you would be gevaldik. B'shum ofen. And then Yiddish again, Vav. Let's look at footnote Vav. Lo yazar klum. Look at this. Nothing. Oh, very good. Your goodish helfen. Nothing will help you. Look, ladies, come. Shh, you're not listening.
Shh.
Chaval al hatricha. Ain kedai. Look what the Yetzer says. It's not even worth the work of trying to pick yourself back up. You fell. You're you're 15 months, you're learning to walk, just stay on the floor. It's not even worth it. Chaval ala tricha. You're exerting energy for no reason. Ein kedai, afilu l'nasos, even to try. Im ha'yisa ki Reuven, im ha'yisa ki Shimon, haya gevaldek. My photocopy went out, so I had to fill it in. Oh, so look at the HR. He's so smart. He doesn't tell you you're bad. He says, listen, you're a human being. You really have a beautiful neshama. You really want to be holy. You have the potential to be a gevaldik yid, to be an erlich yid. But the Yetzer screams when he says, Pasha, don't waste your time. Why are you wasting your time? You have midos. You have taivas. They're the opposite of holy. Maybe if you were a Reuven, the shifteka. Maybe if you were a Shimon, you could be gevaldik. But the person that you are, it's not even worth it to try. So the child who falls, you should just stay on the floor. The goddess of the tzaddik, this whole title of this chapter, before we even get into the chapter, is called Tzaddik Yipol Sheva Vikam. But what does Yetzer Hara come along and say? Who was fighting with Yaakov all night in the river? Yabok Samel. Samech Manim Aleph Lamed, say the Mepharshim. He was the Yetzer, the Malach HaMavis, and the Satan all wrapped in one. And he just says, just give up. Just wave the white flag. I know if you didn't have these taivas, you could be great, but you're not great. Chaval ala tricha. Ein kedai. Afilu l'nasos. Don't even bother. If you were the Shvatim, you could be gevaldik. Let's go on. V'lefamim. I'll tell you, Raymond, I'm in the last column, second paragraph. Wait, does everyone know where I'm up to? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. V'lefamim ha'yetzer hazaba b'kalalut ha'avoda. And at times, Rabbi, it's hard to see the words on that line. I'm sorry. V'lefamim ha'yetzer hazaba b'kalalut ha'avoda. At times, this yetzer hara comes in regard to our avodas Hashem. Shemirafe le'yehudi, he weakens the Jew. Mikal ha'his chags, why can't I say this word? Ha'his chazkus, from all of our strength. He makes us cold for everything. He weakens, he comes to us in the realm of Avodas Hashem. He weakens the Jew from all of his strength. He diminishes all of our strength. And he makes us cold for everything. V'yesh b'zeh harbei madregos. Lifamim, there are many categories in this. Lifamim, mefteh.
Shrengdechnisht.
So it's.
Don't overdo it.
So he comes from this angle, he comes from that angle, he has so many tricks. V'yesh b'zeh madregos b'lishi ur. There's no measurement how much weakness he wants to put into every Jew. One second. What does he do? Look at this. The worst madrega that the Yetzer brings to weaken the Jew is he shows him before his eyes all of his chesronos. If he sees that he can't make inway, he can't make headroad, you stuck to the program, even though he tells you it's a waste of your time. Look at this. Shema'ara lo lefanei einav kol ha'chisrono shlo. You cannot talk Lashon Hara, you're always talking Lashon Hara. You can't be patient with your children. You can't have kavan and benching. I don't know, whatever else. Fill it in. You can't host the Hanukkah party. And you can't get it together. And you can't have Shabbos Rechim. And you're going to hide in the room and your husband brings home guests after the fast. Because you say, oh, I can't have the guest. And you're going to, you can't even bother. What does he do? He shows you your chisronos. Bebchinat in the, Avram is the Bechinas Chesed. I don't even know how to translate Bechinat. In the realm of Harei Kilalatosha also Zakein Biyado. The Zakein is the old Yetzer Hara. The curse of the old one is in your hand. Shakal haChisronos by Mechet Harishon. All the Chisronos, all the lackings come the first sin. Okay. V'lefamim. So what does he do? He shows you all of your chesronos. He tells you why you can't do anything. You're not smart enough. You're not strong enough. You don't have the resources enough. You don't have enough koch. You didn't sleep enough last night. All the chesronos. You're so stupid and you're so worthless. He goes from saying, don't even try, to saying, let me show you before your eyes. V'lifamim. Hayetzer zaba al inyanim misuyamim. And sometimes this Yetzer comes with specific inyanim, specifically with things that the Jew has already tried so many times and it hasn't been going well. Let's say, for example, you want to do better in Berkas HaShachar. You want to improve in Berkas HaShachar. And you're trying. Shahayudi nisak far kama pa'amim velo halach. You're trying. That's Davka where the Yetzer comes to get you. Look what he says. Eitzel achad zebahat mada. Over one person, it's by his hasmada and learning. He's talking to bed. So by one person, he gets you with hasmada. Eitzel sheni zebah tfila. Another one's working on his tfila. Eitzel shlishi zebah midos. One person's trying to improve his hasmada and learning. One person's trying to improve in tfila. A third person's trying to improve in midos v'kadoma. Kol achad b'inanim pratim. Everyone fill in the blank. You know what you're working on repeatedly. You know where the Yetzer Hara tries to take you down and not bring you up. For one person, it might be his hasmada. For another person, it's his tefillah. For another person, it's improving midos. Everyone knows, kadoma v'kadoma, like this and like this. Every person for his own private matter. Sheyesh b'avodas Hashem yisprach pratim b'liv yispar. Because in your avodas Hashem, there are details. Ein sof. V'hayetzer mareh le'yudi hachisronos sheyesh lo b'zeh ha'inyan. You're trying to improve your Birkas HaShachar. You're going to have Kavana for every bracha. The HR comes along. You tried so hard. You clearly can't have Kavana.
All or nothing.
What?
He tells you it's all or nothing.
Okay, he tells you. But what he specifically says here is that he shows you your Chisronos. You can't, obviously you can't pay attention during davening. Obviously you can't get that other inyan out of your mind. Obviously you're not interested. In the words, he davka shows you your chisronus in specific, he's not saying in this piece that it's all or nothing. He's specifically saying here that the yetzer hara shows you your chisronus in that matter where you're working so hard. Umifta umirma umidama. Shakeven sheyesh lo chisronos elu b'shum olven shebe'olam lo yuchal lahatzliach b'zah. He says, he comes, he appears to you, he tricks you, mirma, ba'achich b'mirma. And he makes it appear that because you have these chisronos, there is no way in the whole world that you will ever be matzliach. Hu lo yatzliach le'olam. That's what the Yetzer Hara does. Why are you even getting up? You foul. Tzadiki Paul, just stay on the ground. You can never do it, the Yetzer Hara says. Think of an inyan you're working on. Think of an inyan you're working on. And it's very hard for you. And you're working and you're working. And you see it's not going. Part of the reason it's not going is because the Yetzer Hara comes along and says you can never do it. You have chisronos. You will never be successful. B'shum ofen shebe'olam lo yuchal latzliach b'zeh. Va'al yedei zeh humona milihishtadel b'zeh. And he prevents you from even trying. V'hu mitrape legamri miseh ha'inyan. You become so weak entirely. V'zehu pashut etzlo shekvar kilala so she'oso zaken b'yadur. It's so pashut. When you come to the point where you stop trying, that it's because the Yetzer Hara, the Zakein, has taken hold of you. V'kach yachal iber gin yaren. So it is, the years pass. Shehu lo mishtadel. Why do you stop trying? Is it possible that a Jew doesn't have an neshama tahora? Is it possible the Jew doesn't want to work? Is it possible the Jew doesn't want a smad? Is it possible he doesn't want tefillah? Is it possible he doesn't want midos tovas? Remember, the first passage tells us you have an neshama tahora. You're so kadosh. It's yakar within you. You have a shlichus atzuma that only you could do. Kol shavu, kol chodesh, kol chashana, kol yachin yesh lo shlichus sherak hu yachalim alot. Hashem put you here for a specific tafkid. So how is it that I have such chalishos hadas? How is it that I talk I can't have kavana by my brachos? How is it? I'm working on Asher Yatzer for 5 years. Why can't I just stand in place? I'm not talking about myself, Baruch Hashem, but maybe this is some, I am planning my own nisyonos. Can't stand in place for 30 seconds to say Asher Yatzer. 15. Why? Of course you can, but the Yetzer Hara is so crafty. First he says, why even bother? Then he says, let me show you all your chisronos in this area. You've been trying so hard, it's impossible. B'shum ofen shebe'olam lo yuchal lahatzliach b'zeh. Al yedei zeh humono milihishtadel b'zeh. It's pashut that the Yetzer Hara has taken him by hand. Well, you have to do is go from here to the first column. I know it's out of the order of Lashon HaKodesh. I just had to fit it all on the page the way it was photocopied, okay? Shehu lo mishtadel, go back to the beginning of the page. What happens is when the HR shows you all your chisronos. Okay, so look at me for a second. Middle is column one. Long column is two. Short one is column three, okay? Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shel Kol Nehi Avodah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Shelo mishtadel b'zeh klal, kaven sheyadua b'rirut, clear. He knows with clarity. Shehu lo yachal. He gets you to stop trying. It's not that you see any Jew who wants to be better, who isn't better. The Yetzer Hara just makes you give up. B'zeh ha'anyan hu aved. And this is...
That's the way it is.
Oh, you don't have the foot new. B'zeh hu zeh. That's just it. You just figure, b'zeh hu zeh. I'm going to give you, because I didn't photocopy it all the way to the bottom of this page. So when we need footnotes, I'm going to give it to you. B'zeh hu zeh. That's just it. Now, this is so beautiful. His sichos, his sichos on Chaye Sara, where all I was at home for Shal Shuras, the week of Chaye Sara by myself. There was nobody else in the house. So I was sitting for Shal Shuras, so I was sitting with the Sefer. It's a number of pages. I just gave you a short excerpt from it. But all of the lessons and Divrei Hizchazkus are all from Eliezer. Eliezer, that's who he learns from. The Eved, who's not even named in Parash Chavdalet, of Tzvi Meir's whole Sichus Hizchazkus on this parasha, is from Eliezer. Let's go on. Let's see. About Eliezer, Parash Chavdalet, he's really like the star of the show. But he's named an Eved. Before we go further, he even wanted to be Meshadech with Avraham Avinu. He wanted his daughter to marry Avraham Avinu's son. Avraham said, you're cursed, I'm blessed, cursed doesn't go with blessed, and he went on his mission. Okay, and he did a great job. Samech Zayim Psukim Long is the parak, and he brings home a beautiful male for him, and it's the first Shidduch in history, and it's meant to be, and she's the next Ein B'Yisrael. But he's an Eved. How would you feel if you're an Eved? Aval Eliezer, Eved Avram, hey, Ir Lanu Hadarach. Look what an important personality Eliezer is. He doesn't get enough credit. He lit for us the path, if I have to literally translate that. Velo Hitafta Mehafioso Hazeh. He was not influenced by this influence. Va'amar, ain't, oh, okay, I asked my 12-year-olds what Hachinami means. And I forgot to clarify it with my husband. I was preparing when my husband wasn't there. Okay. But Amar, Ein Hachinami Ani Eved, Ein Hachinami Ani Arur. What he is saying is, it doesn't matter that I'm an Eved. So what if I am Arur? Eich Varnish Tzebrachen. What does that mean? We should be able to understand. Now, I'm not Tzebrachen. Ein Varnish Tzeridir. I'm going to tell you in Hebrew.
I'm not.
Eineni nishbar. I am not broken. What did you say?
The next thing.
Eineni mizda'azea. It means also, I'm not cursed. I'm not broken. I am not nishbar. Ani asht. Nevertheless, even ihachinami. I'm not sure what it means. I asked my 12-year-old, but I meant to clarify. I forgot.
I'm not flustered.
But we can understand the point.
Tzvi is not flustered by it. I'm not flustered.
But Hachinami is it's a term in the Gemara.
I wasn't saying Hachinami.
I know. Ain't Hachinami. I know, but I'm saying, what is Hachinami? I don't know.
Even if?
Okay, fine.
If.
Okay, thank you. Even no, it can't be even if. It's not even if, because it's aim.
Okay. I wasn't even translating Hachinami. I was translating.
It's not even if not. He is an Eved. It's not even if not. I'm not an Eved.
No, even if I wasn't an Eved, and even if
okay,
I wasn't.
Okay, let's go. No, it's not even if I wasn't an Eved. It's not even if I wasn't an Eved. It is even though I'm an Eved.
Right, even though.
Even though.
Right.
I don't know exactly what it means, but the intent here is, even though I'm an Eved, even though I am a Ruhr, he was an Eved and he was a Ruhr, nevertheless, I am not Zebrachet. Nevertheless, I am not broken. Look at the next words. Please stop talking. Listen. Please stop talking. You could ask them. If you're texting somebody, ask them what that means. Fine. Ladies, but please look inside. Let's not get sidetracked by the Yiddish and the Hachinami. It's not the point. Ani eshtadel b'matzav shali la'asos hachi tov she'efshar. It's true, I'm an Eved. It's true, even if I'm cursed. It's true, I can't be mishadech with Avraham Avinu. I should have underlined this for you. Listen, ani eshtadel b'matzav shali la'asos hachi tov she'efshar. I will just try my best in my situation. A long piece in Yiddish. I'm not even going to try. I'm just going to tell it to you. In Hebrew, listen to me. Im ani muchrach lihios aved, azai aya aved hayoter tov. If I have to be a servant, I'm going to be the best servant I can be. It's too noisy. I can't even hear. Please stop. Please stop.
We're saying the Yiddish for you.
Okay.
We're not talking. We're saying the Yiddish for you. It says maximum. It's very cute.
See? Okay, listen. I'm going to say the Hebrew. Im ani muchach lios eved, azai aya eved hayoter tov. If this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam made me, if this is the matzav he put me in, if this is my life, I will do the best in my life that I can. Did I want the scenario? No. I wanted to be Mishalech of Avraham Avinu. Did I want to be Aruch? No. I wanted to be Baruch. But if this is the life I have, all of you apply this to your lives. I'm talking to myself. I'm not going to give up. And I'm not going to fall and stay down. Kisa Risa. Forget the Tuchal. Yisrael. You will be called Yisrael because it's a recognition that this is the life I have, said Eliezer. And if I have to be an Eved, I will be the best Eved that I can be. Ha maximum Eved, Masha Shayach. I'll be the best, Maxim. Eved that is Shayach. Echa peis b'chal ha'olam. If you search the whole world, you won't find a better Eved than me. Let's go back to the Hebrew. Eifa Shayach lios ha'eved hachi tov. You have to look at the next words. It's under footnote Yodalad. I know Yodalad. V'im. I don't know. It's about halfway through that paragraph. It says V'im. V'im ha-chisaron ha-no-rashali. And even with my great chisaron, Eineni mit-ya-esh b'shum ofen shaba'olam. I will not have yeush. I will not give in to despair. Even with my chisronos, I will rise. I'll be the best Eved. I will do the shlichus the best I can. I will be the best mifakeid with my tafkid. I will not listen to the zakein who has grabbed me by his hand, who shows me my chisronos. If I have to be an Eved, I will be an Eved. If I have to be Arur, I will be Arur. Even with these great chisronos, I will not give in to Yeush, b'shum ofen shebaolam. V'ashtada l'osos nachas ruach. And I will try my best to bring pleasing fragrance, nachas, to our Father in heaven, even with my chisronos. Yes.
Who is Eliezer? Where is he from? What shape? What nation does he come from?
Syrian. He was a Kanani. He was. Can I have a tissue, please? Thank you.
He did everything. He was like literally the best servant in the world, right? Yeah, Abram trusted him with the most important task.
Okay.
And yet, he put him down and he says, Aror?
He didn't put him down. He stated a fact.
Aror is a fact?
Yeah. A Gentile comes to this week's parsha, Dina and Shechem, and says, I want to marry the girl. It's not, I'm not putting you down. I'm telling you a fact. You want to marry me? I can't marry you. You're one kind, I'm another kind. That's against our law.
No, but it's a pasha fact. Said was worse than that. It wasn't just.
I believe that he may have come from Cham, who is Canaan, who was Arar.
Oh.
From Noach.
So why
he didn't say it outright? It just says Ain Arar or something like, about.
Oh really? Oh,
okay. I don't think he told.
First of all, I really don't want to get, one second, I don't want to get sidetracked because I want to finish this very important piece.
Okay.
But the focus of this piece is not the relationship right now between Avram and Eliezer. It's a relationship between Eliezer and himself, Eliezer and the Ribbono Shel Olam, Eliezer and his Yetzer Hara, and what Eliezer teaches us. In fact, it's so beautiful. In the beginning of Parakhav Dalet, when it says about Eliezer that Avram called to his Zakam Beso, Hamosha Bechal Sherlo, Rav Tzvi Meir explains that Eliezer was the Zakam Beso Hamosha Bechal Sherlo. He ruled over himself. He was an elder in his own house. Hamosha b'chol shalot. It's not talking about that he ruled over Avram's house. He ruled over his own yetzer hara. Hamosha b'chol shalot.
Why didn't he convert?
What?
Why didn't he convert? It sounds like he understood and believed in Hashem.
I don't know.
I never saw such an amazing convert. What was Avram doing the entire time with Sarah?
Wait a second. I do know.
So why didn't he convert Eliezer if he converted everybody else?
I do know. Rav Moshe Twersky, Hashem Yikom Damo, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, says about Eliezer that he is called Damesek Eliezer.
Right.
By the Brisbane Absarim in Parak Tasvav Abarashis, Avram says to Hashem, what will you give me? Vanochi holech ariri, mati tainli, I am going ariri. Ben mesek besi, da mesek Eliezer, yo reish osi. Ben mesek besi, da mesek Eliezer, yo reish osi. That's who he is described. What was the chisaron in Eliezer? Exactly the nakuda you bring up. Ramosha Turis, Geshem, Yikom, Dab, and Rashi there explains he was dola umashka toras rabo. Dola, he drew, umashka gave others to drink, toras rabo. He drew from the well of Avraham Avinu's wisdom and he poured it out for others to drink. Ramosha Twersky says that was exactly the chisaron in Eliezer. He drew the water of Torah, he poured it out, and he never internalized it. That's what Rav Twersky says. Dola Ubashka, the Mesek Eliezer, Yoresh Osi, proves that he drew Dola Umashka. But what about himself? He drew the waters and he gave others to drink without being influenced himself. As our Moshe Tversky explains.
You just said the opposite. You said
one second. I didn't just say anything. I'm going over to Meir Zilberberg. This is obviously a very deep and different shot into Musar Haskell from Eliezer, and that's our Moshe Tversky explains.
Okay. Two different.
But you asked about specifically Eliezer. Why didn't he convert? That's our Moshe Tversky explains it. This is something entirely different. Right. This is teaching me that even with my chisronos, I have to be the best ever I can be. We must finish this paragraph, please. Okay. Ladies, it's all of us. Even the Chafetz Chaim writes Rav Hanan. I would never say such a thing. The Chafetz Chaim says Rav Hanan struggled. He had battles. He had chisronos. It was hard for him. That's what Rav Hanan says. I wouldn't say such a thing. We are all this Eliezer. If you remember, one of the most impactful things I learned in the Sefer is that the Mechaber writes inside every person is every biblical personality. We all have Eliezer inside of us. What is the godless of Eliezer? Why was he such a great Eved? You're right, he didn't become a Jew. He couldn't be Mashiach. He didn't convert. But what made him such a great Eved? That's what we're talking about here. We're not talking about Dolu Mashka Mitoris Rabba. We're not talking about why didn't he come Tachas Kamfei Shechina. We're not talking about why couldn't he be Mashiach. We're talking about him as an Eved. And he is an Eved was par excellence. If I have to be in this life, I will live my life the best way I can to serve Hashem. Who cannot relate to this? So I will try. Ani mishtadalet, said Rabbanit Henkin in the interview you sent me 2 years ago, I think. Ani mishtadalet, kemeitav yecholti, she says. Ani eshtadal asos nachas ruach lavinu shabashamayim ima chasar shali b'mesiros nefesh. I love mesiros nefesh. Ve'im zeharatzon v'ha'hish toka kos matza beiso sh'arma vinu ala basham v'nasa absham ever. Okay. That's why he begins with telling you, he begins his conversation, Eved Avraham Anochi. When he meets the family, he introduces himself as an Eved of Avraham. Zehu Mehuti, Zehu Mitziuti, Zehu Zeh Avodati. V'al yazei de nitkarabti. My whole essence, my whole being, my whole avoda, my whole definition is that I am an Eved. And if I have to be an Eved, and you all fill in your blanks, if this is the pakel God gave me, if this is what I have to deal with in my life, I will do the best that I can. I will not let the Yetzer Hara show me my chisronos. Because once we internalize our chisronos, the Yetzer Hara has won. Because that's when we learned that years pass. That's what we read. Years pass. And you stop working. Why do you stop working? Because he tells you, if you were like Reuven, if you were like Shimon, okay, but with your chisronos. So then you stop. His biggest madrega, the greatest pain, is that he brings us weakness by showing us our chisronos. And Eliezer never allowed that. Even if I'm a servant, even if I'm arur, even so, I will try to the best of my ability. And it is an unbelievable, for me, chizok, the sichos, his chazkus. It's unbelievable, chizok. It's an unbelievable Musar Haskel, and it's an unbelievable life lesson. There are many things in life, many things, most things in life, we cannot control. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives everybody a tafkid, gives everyone a shlichus. Why is this my shlichus? Why is that your shlichus? Why is that his shlichus? We don't know. We can't answer. There are all factors in everybody's life The Yetzer says, look at your chisronos. Look what you can't change. Don't even try. And Ezra got up and he said, Eved Avram Anochi. If I have to be an Eved, I am going to be the best Eved I can be. Because no child ever falls while learning Torah and says, well, this isn't for me. And that is why we are not called Bnei Yaakov and we are not called Bnei Tuchal. We are called Bnei Yisrael. Kisa Risa. Tzadiki Pol Shabbat V'Kam Halavai. I wish you all a very wonderful Shabbos, ladies. B'soros Tovos. Yes.